Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. People want to know again what the bill we're calling for. They call it the Respect for Marriage Act. It passed the House. It is the disrespect. And what they're talking about, they want to make it legitimize sodomite marriages. God gave us the divine institution of marriage. He made it very clear. Marriage is between one man, one woman, one lifetime. That's what marriage is. So he gave us the definition of marriage, one man, one woman. And what they want to do is they want to soil it. They want to defile it. They want to make it something that God's word, the Bible, says is unclean. And so by legitimizing sodomy. And so for some of you folks out there that don't have long-distance calling, you can call a toll-free number to hit that switchboard, the Senate switchboard, and that's 866-220-0044. That's 866-220-0044. All right, now, John, I wanted to go back here. A stereotypical subpar. Voters, really, they're doing like what we've been talking about. They want some people with some testosterone, some real fighters, tough guys, to go after, to clean out the swamp. And this is why you're having this problem with McCarthy. People don't think he's fit for the job there. Okay, so you know, they expect it. Now, here, John, remember this, John. Remember what we said here back about a month ago, or before the election. It was several weeks before the election when Bill Gates came out. Do you remember what Bill Gates said about the election?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. I mean, we really ran with that before anyone was that I'm aware of. And that's, he said it was going to end up exactly like it is, and it's going to end up in a civil war.
He said it's going to be a draw. And he says, right. Yeah, he said it'll be a draw, that the election, and he laughed. Now, when he said that, Nancy Pelosi, at the same time, Nancy Pelosi said there will not be a red wave, and it's not going to change. But she said we'll keep the House and the Senate. Well, she was half right, okay? And so, but they said this with real confidence. Now, when they said this, this is when all of the pollsters, when all of the pollsters were saying there's going to be a red wave. Now, when they said that, we understood, you and I understood, that what they were saying and they were telling their people is the fix is in. We got it in. The fix is in. It's guaranteed. We've checked it out. It's going to work this way. We're going to dump so many votes. You know, like in Pennsylvania, you have five counties with all massive different populations, and yet in the five counties for governor, the exact numbers, and also for senator, the exact number of voters voted for, what's his name?
Fetterman.
In five counties. Now, what's the odds of that, John?
Zero.
And
zero. Pastor Ernie,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead. When you finish, I want to add something important.
Well, in Maricopa County and then in Arizona, with 17% of the registered Democrats voting, 17% in the registered Democrats voting in the midterm, they got 51% of the vote. How did that happen, John?
Oh, a lot of Republicans and independents voted for, the Democrat.
Yeah, I don't think so, John. That so everybody
else,
knew her.
How else could you explain it?
You don't think there possibly could have been 65,000 votes that there was they were questioned.
Oh, sure. Far...
Plus, look at all the shenanigans with the shutting of the polls, the printers, and all that, because Republicans generally don't vote early like the Democrats do.
There so 30% of the machines, Dominion machines, yeah. went down. 30% of them went down. But here's something else that happened on that here. Maricopa County Elections Chair disappeared. He disappeared on Election Day. We know now where he is, okay? And this is an article here. It talks about residents were being turned away from voting locations while others had to wait incredibly long lines, with wait times reportedly reaching several hours in some cases. The Western Journal received over 20 exclusive videos featuring Arizona voters explaining the many difficulties they have encountered while trying to vote. The vote was cast, according to election officials, 20% of the voting locations across the entire country had malfunction tabulators. According to multiple sources, those officials understood the extent of the problem. In subsequent reporting, both the Washington Post and KNX-TV were told that 70 locations, or over 30%, suffered issues with tabulators. Rasmussen reports later said that reporting was an underestimate, claiming actually the number of voting locations with faulty machines on Election Day was 48%. Now, who was it, John, that was in charge? Who was the Secretary of State in charge of counting the votes?
Well, this is the whole thing, Pastor Ernie. It was the woman running for governor, who was a really hardcore Democrat, where all the stealing's coming from. She was the Secretary of State, which has authority over the voting.
Now, according to the law,
literally, Pastor Ernie, she was literally the fox in the hen house.
Yeah,
and
she should have recused herself.
The other thing I wanted to tell you, the voting tabulations. Well, I saw it for the first time for this election, so I don't know if it just came out. But the Republicans won the national election, popularity, or whatever you want to call it, total votes, 3.5 million votes over the Democrats. And all they got was just a couple, like two more congressmen for the House. And, you know, the Senate, most of the Democrats won. And the Republicans got 3.5 million more votes.
Well, they just announced tonight it was 5 million more votes right there.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it was updated.
Yeah, it was 5 million more votes. They just announced.
How do you explain that, Pastor Ernie, other than the Democrats are in control of the voting and they're cheating their way back into controlling the election?
They're right out in front cheating. Now, the law states, okay, if there is a conflict of interest in the voting, that you have to recuse yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, but these judges don't do it nowadays. The judges, you know, look at the judge that was in case against President Trump, was appointed by the Clintons.
The Mar-a-Lago warrant, yeah.
Was appointed by the Clintons and had given a lot of money to the Clintons. By law, he had to recuse himself, but they're lawless.
Yeah.
The Democratic Communist Party are totally lawless.
Yeah. On average, a first-term president loses about 35 seats in the House and Senate combined. There's no way that if you look at Biden, with how horrible things are, that number should have probably been double. And the only president that it didn't happen to was George Bush's first term. But even Obama lost a ton of seats, both in the House and the Senate.
All right, well, it's, you know, voter election fraud is not specific to the U.S. Brazil begins snatching kids away from parents who question election results. Brazilian President Lula da Silva has instructed child services to begin taking children away from parents who deny the election results. He must have got that. Biden must have sent some Democrats over there for him, huh?
I give him a lot of credit because there's 3 million people out in the streets as of last week. I don't know where it is now, but...
Yeah, I saw a picture of it. It's unbelievable.
And they don't have gun rates or anything like that.
Let's see. I think this may be it right here. Yeah, look at this. This is unbelievable. It's a picture of those 3 million. Steve Bannon and Jason Miller reportedly advising Brazil's Bolsonaro on next steps after stolen election.
Pastor Ernie, the courts in Brazil have authorized the government to, I'm going to say, steal the children of the people protesting.
It's really...
That's frightening.
This is the Antichrist system we're in. This is the Antichrist system. We are there real-time, live today. The Democratic Party has become the Church of Satan, literally now, is become a part of the Democratic collective, like the Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. Here, what the devil, Satan Club to start meeting in elementary schools. An elementary school in California will allow an after-school Satan Club to begin meeting in its facilities starting December, according to reports. Okay, the club sponsored by the Satanic Temple based in Salem, Massachusetts, has been set up specifically to oppose the number of Christian organizations that hold meetings for children who wish to attend after school hours. These are, of course, the school boards. That's one of the areas where we did do well across the country with school boards. The conservatives took back a lot of school boards. You had another article there?
There's a couple of them on that FTX founder, and it's pretty interesting because the whole thing was a scam. This is with the crypto.
Of course it was.
This guy, number one, his name is Sam Bankman-Fried. The whole thing was set up, and he was part of it, basically to fleece billions of dollars, but it was a setup where they took money, sent it over to Ukraine, then they actually returned crypto back to the Democrats. It was a money laundering scheme.
The whole Ukraine was nothing but money laundering. Yeah. We've been talking about that for several years.
Yeah, we've been sending over $100 billion tax dollars straight above it, but this guy was also heavy into funding vaccine research. Then anything that was contrary to the taking the vaccine, he spent $18 million on one report. And basically, what came of it, let's see, was $18 million towards research that claimed it was the one against ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And in a completely unrelated article, there's a guy, gentleman that did a study that found that 40% of the people, there's an increase of death rates now, 40% over normal, and these are people that took the vaccine.
I know.
So this, we're actually paying people like this to kill it, kill us off through the propaganda.
This is kind of what I'm preaching on this week.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, the title of my message for Sunday is this. Our goal is to destroy and eliminate you. Can we count on your continued support? This is exactly because they're, and we're going to take a look at how they've been telling people the apathy, the ignorance, and how they've done this. People need to be awakened to how they have, how...
They're supporting their own demise.
How that not only, yeah, but they have totally betrayed God and country and each other. What do you have there, John? You've got a number of articles.
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. They said this year we're going to run about 400,000 more deaths than last year, which have more deaths than the year before. And they're not attributing any of them to COVID. So where is this 400,000... Well, not the vaccine, anyway. Where are they coming from, Pastor Ernie? 400,000 now, more deaths.
Well,
so that's huge, and it looks like it's going to be building year after year. Yeah, go ahead, Pastor Ernie.
Well, about 100,000 of that is fentanyl. The Chinese Communist Party, own the Biden crime cartel, lock, stock, and barrel. They own the Biden crime cartel. They have said that, okay? They're actually opening up in our country now their own police stations in America. The Chinese have bought, they're the second largest landowner in America. Now, they have come out and they have said how they own the Biden crime cartel. Now, what's happening there is all of this fentanyl is going into Mexico. They're taking it, they're putting it together, they're making it into pills and that into Mexico. And then and the Biden crime family or crime cartel, their job is to keep the date, be the gatekeeper, make sure the doors are open, and with the help of the deep state, the corrupt FBI and that, they're getting all of these drugs are coming into America, and the human smuggling, and even the children, and even the organ harvesting. Okay, all of that is taking place. And NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, CNN, they're complicit. They're totally, completely complicit and guilty. Well, as hell. And that's because that's exactly where it comes from. That's how guilty they are.
Well, Pastor Ernie, that 400,000 is on top of the 100,000 that died from fentanyl. It's above what was going on last year. So you take the total death rate from last year, we're going to top out this year 400,000 over that.
Well, they say that because of the COVID, that the poisonous poke, because of the poisonous poke or the jab, if you will, cancer has increased several hundredfold.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, yeah. Heart attacks is way, way up. And women who have taken the shot they have about an 85% miscarriage rate of miscarriage in their baby. Okay, so yeah, the COVID, the kill shot is a big part of that.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and then you got this sudden death where some 28-year-old kid or some high school kid goes to sleep and dies. That you just never have, so rare, and now they call it the sudden adult death syndrome, I think it's called. And they're just saying that, well, they died of this syndrome. We don't know what's causing it. And that's why, because it's proven study after study all over the world that the death shot is causing a heart failure, especially in males. It's causing heart failure, and they're dying of these horrific blood clots and strokes in the mind, and it's all going back to the death shot. And they refuse, Pastor Ernie. They, meaning the CDC and the World Health Organization, refuse to link one thing to the death shot. They won't link anything to it.
Well, no, they won't, because Pfizer owns the CDC. Pfizer owns them.
You're right.
So
there's inbreeding between the pharmaceuticals and these medical institutions. Pastor Ernie, the Canadian government literally is in the process of passing legislation for the execution of living babies, and the parents have nothing to say about it. So if a baby is born with something wrong with it, the government now, the Canadian government, is in the process of legally wanting to exterminate these children, Pastor.
Well, John, you know, again, apathy and ignorance brings it on, and it begins, where does judgment begin? In the church, and in the church, in the pulpit, and that's where it starts. That's where the responsibility for the condition America's in. That's where it starts, right there in the pulpit. And I've been preaching on that now for all these years.
Looking, yeah, we're basically, like I keep saying, in 1930s Germany now, around the world.
Yeah. Pastor Ernie, when I look at what's going on with the death shot and the totalitarianism, where it used to be if you speak out against the government, they would exterminate you. Now it's if you speak out against the pharmaceuticals. It's like if you speak out about the dead shot. But here's something. Klaus Schwab, who's really the spokesman for the New World Order, he is not the New World Order, but he's the spokesman for it, says Communist China is a role model for many countries in in creating the new world of tomorrow. He just came out this week and said that. Now, today, let me get the headline, Pastor Ernie. I got the headline here. Here it is. Today, Fauci admits he based his unprecedented U.S. economic lockdowns on draconian measures used by the communist Chinese. Now, we knew that, but now he's admitting it. So this week, we have Klaus Schwab admiring the communist Chinese for what they're doing, and Fauci comes out and admits under oath he was being deposed today, something about, I think, Missouri. And under oath, he finally, I guess, told the truth and said that they were following the Chinese communists, what they did to their people they wanted to do here also.
Now, Fauci, yeah, I've got this. Klaus Schwab says communist China is the role model for many countries for creating the new world of tomorrow. They don't, they're not involved when it comes to the green and the air quality.
They're the worst polluters
in the world.
Yeah.
But they have decided this animal, this beast, Klaus Schwab, he's a beast. The book of Jude refers to him as a beast. He has decided that America will no longer be a world power, that we have to, that Biden will send in his 87,000 IRS agents, totally eliminate the middle class, reduce us to third world status. This is what he's working on. Schwab and these people. Well, here, Washington Post. The vaccinated now account for a majority of COVID deaths, okay? And this is Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor, right? A majority of Americans dying from the coronavirus received at least a primary series of the vaccine. Here, the latest data shows that 58% of COVID deaths in August 2022 were from people who were vaccinated or boosted. Based on past figures and the current trends, we can reasonably estimate that the number of vaccinated boosted COVID-19 shots will rise. In September 2021, the vaccine had accounted for 23% of COVID deaths. There you go. Now, so John, but now, what about all these people that don't have COVID, but they took the shot and they're dying? Myocarditis, for one, is a major, major thing that people are dying from now.
Yeah. Once you take that shot, Pastor Ernie, it's, you don't know what's in it, because apparently it's been pretty well researched that certain batches had the real death shot in it. People would die within a week of taking it. Then there was another batch that they would die about 5 months after taking the shot, 5 to 6 months. And then the rest of it, some of it, they had to keep them very cold. And if they warmed up at all, they were worthless. And some of them were placebos. But the others, Pastor Ernie, are working over the long term to reduce the immune system. And that's why we're seeing, you know, cancers flaring up and all sorts of other immune problems, because these vaccines are slowly eating away at the immune system.
Here's an article, John. In fact, I got two articles here on vitamin D. Big tech separate. This is by Ethan Huff. A big tech censorship of vitamin D as COVID treatment killed 116,000 Americans so far, warns the health ranger, who was banned by YouTube, Twitter, Facebook for telling the truth. In his November 21st situation update, the health ranger discussed a new study published in the Journal of Scientific Reports which claims 116,000 American lives could have been saved from Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 deaths had the individuals taking more immune-boosting vitamin D. Not only that, but another 4 million cases of the Fauci flu could have avoided hospitalization or injury had these people known the optimizing vitamin D levels through regular sun exposure or supplementation is absolutely critical for maintaining health and well-being. The research on this was known by the Trump administration people, by Biden, by Fauci, by CDC, by the NIH, the AMA, and the AAFP, and truly the FDA as well. They knew that vitamin D saved lives, and they decided to suppress it. There you go, which we know that. This is where we're living, the days that we're living in here. It's the what the Bible calls the time of sorrows, the evil day.
Vitamin D has been known for, decades and decades and decades for being very, very beneficial for your lungs, many, many other areas of the body, yet there's no money in it. You know, it costs pennies compared to those drugs. So, number one, they want to kill the people. Number two, they want to make money. So they suppress vitamin D all they can.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear Fauci tell people, listen, one of the easiest things you can do for protection is, you know, taking vitamin D3 as supplements. You know, I recommend 5 or 10,000 I use, you know, that you take. No, nothing, Pastor Ernie. Nothing. Zero.
Well, that's one of the things I did. I because, you know, we, in our church, we ordered a lot of that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, quercetin, and of course the vitamin D and zinc and all of that. And so, you know, but remember Joe Biden kept saying, "Take the shot, you will not get the COVID." Well, he took the shot, and how many times has he had the COVID?
I think 4.
Here you go. I got an article right here. Check this one out. It's 1 million fake COVID tests from China en route to Germany were confiscated in the Netherlands. And those are people don't want to take the swab up the nose because, you know, they can implant a little chip. And so, you know, it's really amazing the days we're living in. Okay.
Pastor Ernie, I want to recommend a video that I watched this week. It's called Died Suddenly, and it's a documentary, which many things we're talking about now, and a lot of it is about embalmers and how they were able to pinpoint the month when all these people started to die suddenly in their sleep from heart attacks and that, and how it's connected to these huge clots that they're finding in their circulatory system. But it was excellent. It was excellent the way it was done. And they actually show you a person being embalmed and then pulling these clots out of them. And they must have had 20 embalmers talking about this. None of them ever saw it until 2020. It all started in 2020 when the death shots were really, they started to take the death shots.
Well, here's one, John.
Died Suddenly is the video.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Is that on YouTube or BitChute? Or where did you see it?
I got it from Stu Peters.
Okay.
I think.
It's out there. It's out there on on various sites.
Is that the one that's about 30 minutes long?
No, this is over an hour. It's about an hour and 10 minutes or so.
All right. I think that may be the video. You know, we have the class. They're doers of the word, church. We have two Bibles in the morning, Bible studies, and then we have the Bible and current events, usually between 4 and 6 o'clock, and then we have the afternoon class, okay, or the evening service is 6. And so I think that may be the film that that she was planning on showing this week. Again,
It just came out this week.
Yeah.
It released. Died Suddenly. It is excellent.
Hang tight. We're up against a break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. That's exactly what's going to happen this very night. This very night. A lot of people across this world are going to run out of tomorrows, and they don't have to. That's the horrible part. They don't have to. John, here's something that you might be the only one on the planet that has the answer to this. Millions of animals, insects, and birds are suddenly walking in circles around the world. Nobody knows why. A strange phenomenon has taken the internet by a storm recently. Millions of animals, insects, and birds have been filmed walking around in circles for days, sometimes weeks, all over the globe, and nobody knows why. They first noticed it in China, where you had this, and I've got a picture of this.
Is that the sheep?
Large group of sheep.
Yeah.
And they, for 2 weeks, they walked for 2 weeks in a circle, but now it's spread to others, and so... experts scramble to find an explanation for the bizarre phenomenon. Some are attributing the strange behavior on disease. Others, changes in the magnetic field of the Earth. Some are saying it's that there's spoiled feed. Others are saying it's a parasitic brain worms. Others are saying it's experiments at CERN and a coming pole shift or spikes in the electromagnetic radiation. So, this went on for nearly 2 weeks. The footage of this behavior was spread over rapidly. It shows you, it's a video showing you the sheep for 2 weeks walking in a circle.
I think they got it all wrong. It's got to be global warming.
Yeah, it must be. Actually, come on, let's face it, Donald Trump's fault.
Yeah, Trump.
It's something Trump did, right? Okay, so check this one. I don't buy this. It says a potential explanation has been shared by Matt Bell, a professor and director at the Department of Agriculture at Hartbury University in Gloucester, England. It looks like the sheep are in the pen for long periods, and this might lead to stereotypic behavior with repeated circling due to frustration and being in the pen and limited as to where they can go. This is not good. Then the other sheep join as they are flock animals and bound to join their friends. Why would that affect all the others, though? Now they're saying that the same things. They're watching bugs are doing this now. Bugs are going to turn.
Yes. And
it's a protest.
I watched someone, there was a whole bunch of bugs, and they took their cell phone and turned it on, and the bugs started to do that circular movement around the cell phone. So it could be this 5G that they're turning on now is having a big impact on the animal kingdom. Which would affect us also.
Yeah, but I don't walk in. Have you been?
Not yet.
You haven't been walking in circles then?
No. But I saw it. I mean, it was goats and it was horses and sheep and cattle. And then there was bees all in a big, and all sorts of bugs.
This is very, very interesting. All righty. Eugenics rebranded. How the globalist transhumanist plan will destroy life as we know it. This is author Whitney Webb noted that the science fiction writer H.G. Wells once described the transhumanist future as one in which there was a physically and intellectually augmented elite class and squat, dwarf-like slave underclass that eats bugs and doesn't even have the cognitive capacity to rebel. Sound familiar? You know what? This is kind of what I'm going to be preaching on this week, because we're there. People have, if they can realize what's happening. So, you know, I better, in fact, tell the folks, because people keep asking me about the church. I pastor Doers of the Word Baptist Church in Newberry, Ohio. The address is 14781 Sperry. That's 14781 Sperry Road. And it's, the zip code is 44065. Now, folks, it's right at the corner of Sperry Road and Route 87. Sperry Road and Route 87. If you can't find a church, look for an 800-foot tower. We're right at the base of that 800-foot tower. And we start in the morning at 8:30 with an in-depth Bible study. The smartest people in the church will be there, okay, at 8:30 in the morning, okay? And then after that, that Bible study goes till about 9:30, quarter to 10, and then we have a second Bible study that picks it up, and it goes to 10:30. And then we have the morning service starts at 11:15, and then we have a class. Often we have a class after the morning service starting at about 1:30. 1 or 1:30, somewhere. Yep. Yeah. And then we have another class that starts at 4. Now, it usually goes between either 4 to 6 or 5 to 6, depending on what. But that is the class that we have. It's the Bible and current events. We show you how what is happening in America today lines up with what the Bible has prophesied will happen.
It's usually like a video presentation.
And so, and then the regular evening service starts at 6 p.m. And so, again, that's Doers of the Word Baptist Church. Now, I'm going to be preaching a very unusual message that you won't hear preached hardly anywhere, right? And so, okay, so that's what's happening this coming Sunday. Now, going back to this eugenics rebranded, how the globalist transhuman, the political corruption we see today has grown out of a long-term unholy alliance between U.S. intelligence agencies and organized crime syndicates. This is by Dr. Joseph Marcola. This guy is very well known. He's a nationally known medical doctor, and also he's a nationally known intellectual. The intelligence organized crime ring is setting into place a technocratic form of feudalism and transhumanist slavery system. Transhumanism is eugenics rebranded, and the merger of Silicon Valley companies with Big Pharma and eugenics framed as healthcare. COVID has now shown us that this rebranded form of eugenics can be forced on us. While transhumanism is sold to us as a way to provide healthy health equity for all, the reality is the complete opposite. Military reports confirm that the emergence of augmented cyborgs will not create equity, but rather increase disparities. Unless you're in an elite class, transhumanism will not benefit you. Instead, you're destined to be a lab rat to help perfect transhumanist tech, as we're seeing right now with the COVID shots. Boys, did he hit the nail on the head?
Yeah.
And so, there you go. He really hit the nail on the head. What do you have, John?
Well, they've really tried, they meaning the medical association and the politicians, have really tried to silence Marcola because he's been so right on and so outspoken. They've tried to censor him and do all sorts of things to him. But he's excellent. He's excellent. Pastor Ernie, there is some, I wanted to add here, these anti-vax groups, they are saying, yes, I'm looking at the article is titled, Researcher Claims Anti-Vax Groups Fear-Mongering and Scare Tactic Cause Vaccine-Related Adverse Events Like Blood Clots and Heart Attacks. So when we truth about the death shot, and how it causes blood clots and heart attacks and strokes and all. The ones that are against us now are saying that we are putting such fear on people that they're having heart attacks because of what we're saying.
Yeah, okay. Everything we have told you, you know, if we go back 50 years, John, we go back, everything we said would happen has come down, everything. And so, and we told people right from the beginning, remember in March of 2019, we told you that this was not a vaccine. We told you it was a bioweapon. And all of these people have been dying from this thing. And you can expect that. This is exactly what's going to happen. And they're complicit with NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN.
Yeah. Yeah, they're agreeing now that the vaccine is causing heart attacks and strokes, but they're saying we're the ones that are causing it because we're telling them about the dangers of the vaccine. So they're blaming us.
Well, what's happened is the American populace has been so dumbed down. They've been so dumbed down. You know, the old saying, ignorance and apathy. I don't know what it's all about, and I don't care, you know.
Yeah.
That is what's happening. Because of that, God's Word, the Bible, says that because men have rejected Him, rejected His Word, He will reject us and our children. Look what has happened. Remember, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed. They're destroyed. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. They didn't want to hear from the Bible. They didn't want to hear from the Bible. The Bible says all of those that hate God love death. All of those that hate God love death, okay? And they say, well, I don't hate God. I just don't believe there is a God. Well, that's same, is the same as saying you hate God, right?
Yep.
And the ironic thing is, like, you're hearing this Ferrari and Klaus Schwab, and they keep trying to convince us that there is no God. They keep trying to convince us. Why would you, if you didn't believe in something existed, would you spend a whole lot of time trying to convince others that it doesn't exist? No.
No.
Okay. So there you go. But these people, there's a special hot place in hell, a special hot place in hell for Klaus Schwab and this Ferrari guy. But you know what else? Again, remember, and I've been saying, and I know a lot of people are angry at me, but again, Charles Finney, he hit the nail on the head. Charles Finney, back in 1873, when he prophetically stated in the last paragraph of his sermon, it was titled, John, The Decay of Conscience. Remember this. He said, if there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discernment, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. John, we've had several new people come to our church, and they've come from the mega churches because the pastors have actually got in the pulpit and said Christians shouldn't be involved in politics. They're dirty. That is not what the Word of God teaches. In fact, we've talked time and time again, the three missions that God gives us. Number one, first and foremost, the Great Commission. But second, John, from Genesis to Revelation, God's word in the Bible is very clear. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is disobedience. And if they didn't read anything other than Hebrews 11, the chapter, the heroes of the faith, okay, they would find that. And then the last part was, He commands us to stand fast, hold our ground, not back down, okay, and hold to the traditions of the prophets. So those three things which the professing church has failed miserably in.
Yeah. On the website for your sermon last Sunday, I actually posted George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation, and anybody that thinks that people should not be involved in politics and God should not be involved in our government is completely ridiculous. And George Washington clearly states that.
Yep.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, when you look at it, the Lord was involved in politics. I mean, the politics of those days, of his day, were the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
Yep.
Well, you're right. From Genesis to Revelation, every prophet, every priest, every preacher, their politics and their faith were inseparable. They were one of the same. Absolutely.
John the Baptist was involved in it. I mean, the political structure of Israel was led by the Sadducees and Pharisees. And the
Absolutely.
Lord called them, you whitewashed tombs, you brood of vipers.
Absolutely. You've got 4 minutes, John. Do you think you can give an invitation in 4 minutes and tell folks how to avoid hell and how to get to heaven? And things are going to get very interesting very soon. And as you see, you know, we played that song just a few minutes ago. He ran out of tomorrows tonight. That will happen all across the country tonight. You don't want to be a part of that. Tell the folks how they can get to heaven.
Well, Pastor Ernie, the Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Now is the time. So we see so many people today, this southern, what do they call it, sudden adult death?
Yeah.
And that there are people of all ages that are going to bed at 25 years old and waking up in eternity. So this is a lesson for all of us, folks, for all of us. We only have the minute we live in. We don't have tomorrow. But God promises us eternal life. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So the basis of salvation is repentance, which means you acknowledge, and everybody has to repent different. It's, you have to acknowledge living your life without Christ, focused on sin, turning to him, repenting, making your life now him the center of it and the word of God, realizing that God sent Jesus Christ, because he loves us, to pay the penalty for our sin on the cross with his shed blood. And by his death, now, when we believe in him, the penalty, he takes our penalty, and he gives us his righteousness, because he was without sin. It's a trade. And because of that, the penalty of our sin being paid for, and Christ's righteousness put in us. And Pastor Ernie, that covers everything in the past. Amen?
Amen. It sure does.
No matter how evil we were, God's righteousness is in us because of what Christ did on the cross. This is what we, the reason we have salvation. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, and only what he did on the cross. And part of Christianity is also believing that he bodily rose from the dead 3 days later. So it's a combination of repentance and confession and belief, and that's what gives us eternal life and really nothing else. How could we, what could we add to what Christ did on the cross, Pastor Ernie? Is there anything that we could add to what he did on the cross?
No, he was the only one that could have done what he did on the cross. He was a substitute.
He was sinless. He was the sinless, only begotten Son of God. So God placed his sin on us so that we could have eternal life with him. And that is, and it is done by a confession. So it's done by a confession that, you know, it's simple, like, I repent of sin. I turn from it. I turn to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe, I confess with my mouth that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the price for my sin, and he imparted his righteousness in me. I believe that he rose again the third day, and because of that, I have assurance of eternal life, and I will follow, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, and I will follow him now for the rest of my life. That's
amen.
It passes me. I can't think of adding anything else.
No. Well, we're running out of time, so I just want to say that there is no source of knowledge, information in existence with such authority as God's Word, the Bible, right here. This is the absolute authority. We're out of time, so as we do this every night at this time, we say good night. Ready? Good night. God bless. And always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com, or click the banner on my website.